flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chideva lokash chideva bhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. March 17, 1981. Double fortunate children so dear, who came to Father, to know the Father near, to claim your rights you came at last, yet in this race you move so fast. The path was paved by those before. They toiled and struggled, opened the door, but you arrived to taste the cream. A journey made easy, a peaceful dream. Baba is talking with foreigners. And he's telling them, how fortunate you are. And the very first fortune is that they recognized the Father. They are born in different countries, different cultures, different belief systems, and yet they crossed the walls and came and realized, recognized, understood the Father. The second thing is that they have a great potential. Even though they came late, they have a potential to move ahead, to go fast. And they arrived at a time when the essence is already served on the plate. On a ready-made stage, they came. They have arrived at a time when the knowledge is accessible. They arrived at a time when knowledge is so concise and condensed. And they have special love from the Father. They got special love from the Father as well as from the family. Also, they have inspiring stories to tell. So they became motivation for the entire world. They are coming has really made Father's name the world benefactor. Otherwise, he was just the benefactor of India. That's because of double foreignness. His name became justified. So there are various things double foreignness got. Their stories are very inspiring. They are the ones who got visions many times. So the first point from today's Murli is about the fortune double foreigners have. How they came at last and how they can go ahead and become first. This is not just of double foreigners, but about all those who came after 69. They came at a time when the essence of knowledge is ready. They got guidance from their seniors. They did not have to tread that path of efforts. Effortlessly, they got many things. They came at a time when the media has provided, the science has provided all the paraphernalia of Gyan, where the access is so simple. The second thing is that about knowledge. Sharing knowledge is very simple for them. ESR. Every point of knowledge is an experience. Every point of knowledge is a story. Every point of knowledge is just a repetition. So when you do something new, you have to make efforts. But if you are just repeating what has already been taught, said, you can do it hands down. And when you narrate a story, it's so simple, it's so interesting, everybody likes, it is exciting, inspiring. So Baba is saying, this sharing knowledge is very simple for you. The entire knowledge, you don't have to lift the mountains, if you don't have to lift the ocean, it has come into a small vessel. So sharing knowledge is very simple. Because knowledge, every point of knowledge is an experience for you. So when you share experience, it's not difficult. In the similar manner, yoga is very simple for you. Because yoga is nothing but relationship and attainments. You have got very loving and close relationship with the Father. And you have all the attainments. That's why the yoga is simple. And that's why you are an easy Rajyogi, where there are just two words, Aap and Bap, Self and the Father. So everything is simple for you. Gyan is simple. Yoga is simple. To become easy Rajyogi is easy. But yet, there are two problems. The simple is not simple. The simple is difficult. The easy is not easy. But the easy has become difficult. Because of these two reasons. Otherwise, the entire knowledge is very, very easy. You don't have to do much. If you are telling knowledge, you are just sharing your experience. You don't have to remember things. Because you are telling from your personal experience. And any person, any Brahmin, if he is asked to come on the stage and narrate the experience, it's so simple. But if he is asked to narrate, to speak on some particular point, it might be sometimes difficult for him. But if he is asked, how you came in knowledge, just tell, he can speak for 2 hours. One of our senior brother, Ramesh Bhaiji, he used to tell or narrate a story. He once told his friend was telling him, that my wife can speak on any topic for hours together. And Ramesh Bhai said, my wife doesn't need any topic. She can speak on any topic, anytime. Because Brahmins are full of topics. They don't need topics. They can speak on anything. So because they narrate their experience with it. And when you tell something in the form of a story, first this happened, then that happened, then that happened. This is how I came in Gyan, and then I went here, I went there, I went to the center, and then I came to Madhuban. Then I came for Seva. So it's a sort of a story. It's easy. And the third thing is, you already narrated this story 3 times in some other place. And this is the 4th time you are narrating. So you don't need any preparation. If you are asked to wake up from your sleep and narrate, you can give an eloquent and fluent speech. So knowledge is very simple. Gyan is simple. Yoga is simple because there is a relationship with Father. And you have got so many prapti attainments. So that again is simple. Again, becoming Rajyogi is simple because self and Father, it is a relationship between these two. That's it. There is no third in between. You and He. So it's very simple. So in spite of this simplicity, where is the complexity? Where is the intricacy? In spite of everything being so simple, there is still problems. What are those problems? The problems are two. The first problem is rock. What is the first problem? Rock. Start breaking rocks. Rock is of old sanskars, your old habits, your old nature. Rock is of questions. And the management for all this is high jump. And what is that high jump? Just one word, drama. You don't have to seek answer to every question of your life. Put a full stop. It's drama. Why this happened? Why that happened? Why I'm like that? Why that person is like that? Drama is to take a jump. With the understanding that everything is happening as per the master plan. You meet people, they stay with you and they go away. You love people and then they deceive you. You get entangled in vices and one fine day you meet with a sudden and intense realization and in one jiffy you come out of it. Obstacles come, challenges come. All these obstacles, all these challenges, all the hardships you face, they are just rocks. You don't have to go why, where, how, when, which. All this is cutting rocks. You don't have to do all this. There are rocks on the path. Just take a high jump. And what is that high jump? Drama. Just one word. Drama is perfect. Drama is just. Everything happening as per the Dharma, as per drama. So use this. This is weakness that makes this old sanskar of your makes this entire simple path into a complex, complicated path. And the second is, Baba has mentioned about time diary. Time is a diary. Sometimes you can't see on that diary the points of knowledge. They fade away. And when they fade away, you get confused. In life, you don't understand what to do. The power of discernment, the power of discrimination just vanishes into thin air. So what is the management here? Keep on revising all the points of knowledge all the time. So the solution is very simple. The first solution is meticulously use the word drama. understand when to use the word drama. Whatever has happened, put a full stop. Don't dig the dead. Don't carry the dead bodies on your shoulders. Bury the past. Move on. Walk along. Go ahead. Don't stop. So drama is the high jump. And what is the treatment for forgetting the things, the words, the knowledge, the points becoming invisible on the diary of time? Keep on revising them multiple times. And the last part of the Murli, hammer and mountain. You take hammer of waste thoughts and keep hitting the mountain. Are you a laborer or an emperor? Why are you doing this laborious task, this tedious work of hitting the stones? You are emperor. Begumpur, where there is no sorrow, a world which is free from sorrow. You are the kingdom. You are the king and kings. You are the kings and queens of this kingdom. You have Tilak. You have throne, you have crown, you have all the powers. Regain your royalty and get rid of this beggary. Throw the begging bowl. You are master, almighty authority. You are son of kings. You are daughters of queen. You are born for the life of riches, abundance, opulence. Why this beggary? Why this poverty, this penury? Stop being a pauper. The entire Gyan is a story from rags to riches. Regain your power. Become the king again. You are not beggar. Amritasya putra. You are the children of immortality. Tattvamasi. You are that. The entire Murli is an attempt to remind you who you are. So we are kings. Take a high jump. This high jump is drama. Start revising Murli so that those points of knowledge stay in your intellect. They stay fresh in your intellect. The wisdom should be revised. Silence is the sleep that refreshes wisdom. Enter into intermittent silence. Enter into intermittent solitude, and the wisdom will get revised. Enter into the lap of nature. In its vicinity, the mother nature will broaden your intellect, because nature is infinite. It will make you infinite. The nature is silent. It will take you towards the world of silence. This is entire Murli. ESR, RA, AB, rock and jump, time diary and revision of Gyan points so that the points become visible. You have come out time when Baba has given you Gagar Sagar. The entire ocean is in the small vessel. You have come at a time when you have essence, Makhan. So why these two difficulties? Remove them. Why this begging business? Stop this business of beggary. Everyone is carrying a begging bowl inside, hidden in the purse, in the bags. Take it out and throw it aside. You are kings, you are queens of your kingdom. Master Sarvashaktivan. Why you are carrying this hammer? Why you love laboring? But you are born king. Your seniors have already done everything. There is a doctor who has constructed a hospital, a big hospital. But when he started, there was nothing. He started from zero. He came in the city penniless and he worked hard, got his degrees and built an empire, a medical empire. And now there is a son born in his family. He has all the things ready. He doesn't have to go. In the similar manner, Baba said, you arrived at a time, that auspicious time, that opportune time, where everything is ready for you. You don't have to do anything. So stop cutting stones. In story sweet, the knowledge flows from start to end. The tale just grows. Each point and experience deep and true. In sharing these, there is much to do. So simple it feels, this wisdom to give. Just live the truth and let others live. Remembrance rests on love so dear. When bonds are close, they appear clear. Attainments too makes memories light. The gifts we have gained bring souls to sight. Knowledge and yoga in words so brief, Baba and I dispels all grief. With ease we claim the title bestowed, Sahaj Raj Yogi, the royal road. So there are two homeworks today. The first is share personal experience to serve others. Just as seniors have shared their experiences, and that has become the base of your sustenance. Now you all have got your own experience. So your personal experience you share and serve others. But see that the personal experience should not become the experience of I, of ego. It should become the experience of a soul in the quest of divinity. And the second point today is keep revising every day. Daily revision and internalization of key points of knowledge. You have to internalize them. You have heard somebody's class. That is that person's class, that person's journey. It is not your own. You have to sit alone. Sit with Murli. Read one line. Think. Churn. Meditate. Concentrate. What is it? What is it? What is it? Keep asking. What is it? What is it? Reflect on your spiritual journeys and identify the key points. Understand the spiritual undercurrent. Find people with the same seva vision, with the same vision of understanding Murli's. Reflect on this point. Keep a journal. Keep a track of it. This is what we have to do. So first thing is share your experiences, and second is daily revision and internalization of key points. Om Shanti.